A long time ago, I went to Israel, and there's about, you know, 20 or 30 stories about my time in Israel, which I'm not going to tell on this audio book. But it's by way of real background to the fact that I'm standing with a man from Israel who is just handed me a blue badge. It says, "Don't be shy, be social." And the other message that he has, another one here, and it says, "I'm a walking opportunity." Well, frankly, I regard anyone who has slogans like that as being irresistible. So who are you? Please tell me about you and your business.
So I'm Aaron. I'm co-founder and CEO at Bizible. And Bizible is a company that builds the soon to come and become the standard way for connecting people in business events. In other words,
things
we
like
are
this web summit,
exactly
connecting people in this,
exactly, and we're actually the official mobile and social app of the web summit, and we have hundreds of people using it currently now here in Dublin for the web summit, and it's a great way to have all the information about an event from your mobile device as well, and getting to see who are the people that you want to meet with at a specific event and get and interact with them and get in touch with them. And that's exactly where we are, not being shy and being very social. That's our concept.
And I loaded your app on my iPhone before coming to this web summit,
yes,
right? And I sent one or two things, not many. I was in too much of a hurry to do things. So
yeah.
I thought, hey, this is definitely interesting, but I've actually come to meet you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell the people, because there are people listening to this, for example, I give you a very specific example. There is a gathering of people, I'll call it. It's a business event. It will take place in Chicago in May of 2013. It's a small event, not like this, you know, 144 people in one room, right?
Okay.
Now, it's very, very personable. It's called SobCon.
Okay.
SobCon, right?
Okay.
And but I have in my mind that this is an event I will be going to, right?
Okay.
There will be too many people at it for me to leave, and there will be some of them who I will definitely want to meet.
Of course.
Can you help me?
Of course.
Tell me more about Bizible.
So Bizible, what we did is we created the most seamless platform for any event organizer wherever he is in the world. He goes into our website in less than 5-minute process, automatically, fully self-served, using our dashboard. He creates his own social and mobile app through Bizible. So that's, for example, if you go to this event in Chicago, you can tell the organizer of the event.
A woman called Liz Strauss,
Starbucker
on Terry, whose Twitter name is Starbucker. I'm giving them a little plug.
Okay, so you can send a little note with the link about Bizible to Liz and tell her to check it out. And she can have, free of charge, in less than 5 minutes, a social and mobile state-of-the-art app. That's the concept.
And tell me, do you have to, if it's a very small event, it's free, but if it's a big one, you have to pay a lot of money?
Nope.
No?
No. We are actually, the way we're disrupting this industry is by, we are not going to take money from event organizers, different from everybody else. We're actually going to help them generate more revenue.
Are you willing to say any more about your business model?
Of course. So it's going to be, we can offer the sponsors of the events very well and targeted lead generation for the people that are really interested to meet. And we're going to charge sponsor for that on a pay-per-lead model. And the revenues that we're going to have from this model are going to be shared actually with the event organizers. So we're helping organizers generating more revenues.
And tell me, how near are you to having this available? That's a silly question, isn't it? You're already up and running.
Right. We are the Dublin Web Summit.
And there are 4,000 people here. Is this your? Have you done many events like
this?
Yeah,
we've done more than 1,000 events.
What?
In less than 4 months. It's very scalable. And we've created more than 100,000 social interactions.
Okay, yeah. These are metrics, you know, this is pretty cool. You know? Are you into infographics?
Yes, of course.
Well, you know, I'd love to see the infographic with your metric.
Actually,
1,000 events in how much? In 4 months?
Yeah.
100,000 connections. I won't ask you how much revenue you've caused to go out of one pocket to another. That's not fair, right? Yeah. I don't expect you to answer that. But I'm saying to myself, wow, do you have a competitor? You don't have to name them. It wouldn't be fair.
Yeah,
there are other people.
Most of the competitors have a different approach. They usually develop a one-off white label app which costs money for the event organizer. And we're different because we are a multi-event app. So we're going to be that one app to become the standard for people to use in each and every event they go to. And that's the differentiation between us and the competitors. But it's a very hot space right now. And because people are used to use mobile phones, apps, and they have social presence, right? Their LinkedIn and Facebook profiles are very much in use.
You drew my LinkedIn data. You drew the information from my LinkedIn profile, right?
Right.
I could see what people were seeing about me.
Exactly. Right?
Some people sent me, I then got an email saying, Pat Phelan likes your profile.
Yeah.
Is that your system?
No, it's a different system. It's called Presto. That's one of the systems that I told you that are one-off, and they don't have a mobile platform. They just have it's a web platform.
I'm a mobile guy, right? I am very mobile anyway, right? To be truthful, I believe that the future is mobile, and I think that it's very, very important to create an incredibly lovely... Is your thing beautiful, or is it very hard? Is it just for techies? Can you show it to me?
Of course.
Is it easy? Do
it's
I need...
super easy.
Is it?
Yeah. You didn't try it for yourself?
This iPad will work.
Yeah, you can
do it on my iPad. I'm recording you on my iPhone.
We're gonna need to download it, so I'm gonna show you from my app how it works.
Oh yeah, I'll work on your machine. Yeah. I have it on my iPhone.
So it's a multi-event app. You see,
now,
these are all the events running around.
The first thing I'll tell you about it is, and I'm just looking at the Dublin Web Summit 2012. It's pretty.
Thank you.
Right. I don't know. This matters to me, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I've got pictures here of people. It's a pretty one, right? This is in the style that I think Flipboard originally told us could be done, right? And you have all this text that tells you about the event, right?
And you have the...
And unfortunately,
you can
Kevin
see.
Rose didn't come.
Right.
Right? I have the events, right?
So,
I mean...
You can see all the speakers and all the...
So, for example, if I'm going to go to an event and there are speakers there and I'd like to actually meet the speaker for a cup of coffee on the side, you know, supposing I'm daring and courageous and I decide that... I'm not just going to go along to this conference and sit, you know, passively in the audience, but I'd actually like to engage, you know? Can I send the speaker a message?
So only if he's part of the community, only if he's opt-in. So, for example, you see hundreds of people here in Dublin Web Summit using it.
Were any of the speakers using it? I'm interested.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
But we can look for them in a second.
Yeah.
So,
you see, there are some speakers.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking of a guy, Chris Brogan, American out of Boston, who he's a very, very engaging man, and he went to an event and he put up a tweet in advance saying, you know, tap me on the shoulder and say hello to me.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, that's wonderful, I think, you know.
Yeah, totally.
Now, in truth, that's a kind of a clumsy way to do it on Twitter, to be honest. If we're all part of a, you know, an ecosystem networking.
So that's a profile of someone, and that's how you send messages. I just don't have network.
Right. It
that's
looks.
How you send messages.
Well, it just looks like ordinary Twitter, to be honest. On my iPhone, it looks like what I'm used to looking at.
Yeah,
I've got avatars, and okay. Well, the
technique.
All right. So this looks like an ordinary, ordinary message. So you're using things that people are already familiar with. In a beautiful way,
exactly,
for a purpose. Now, I'm thinking out loud as I'm saying this. Tell me something more about you guys. There are two of you here. I mean, do you have a...
Yeah, we're a team of eight people in Israel.
Where in Israel? Or, you know, which in Jerusalem
right by,
or
right
Tel Aviv or where?
Right by Tel Aviv,
right.
Yeah.
Are there loads of people in Tel Aviv who are software developers?
Yes.
Is Tel Aviv the center of the Israeli software industry, yeah?
Tel Aviv and Herzliya.
What's the other place?
Herzliya. It's like 15 minutes north of Tel Aviv.
Okay. But that isn't a big... So that's the Silicon Valley of the Eastern Mediterranean.
Yes.
And have you come to Ireland often before?
No, first time.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question now. I want you to tell me three things about Ireland that were different from what you expected.
So I've been here only for 24 hours.
Yeah.
It's going to be a bit difficult, but I think it's kind of what I expected. I think the people are very nice, very
Tell
warm.
Me some things that are surprising or different, in any, however trivial, even the color of people's shoelaces, you know, nothing too small or trivial. Is there anything different?
Actually, I didn't have time to observe enough to tell you.
I know. You have been absolutely... Tell me, in the people who have been coming up to you, right? I mean, I'm an extrovert, right? I talk a lot and all that. But you've been approached by people.
Yeah.
Have any of them been from Ireland?
Yes, of course.
What's the average way in which an Irish person comes up to someone they've never met before and wants to find out about them? What's it like?
Normal.
How do they do it? What's the Irish way?
I didn't find it.
Is it the same as the Israeli way?
It's kind of the same. Maybe a little bit more polite, but still they don't. They don't have a barrier to connect with you, like, or to approach you.
The thing struck me about Israeli people, and it isn't, I can't, this is a very small sample, right, is they're quite direct. Quite, you know,
true.
They don't go around the houses before they say what's on their mind.
Yeah.
I'm probably very influenced by Woody Allen films, right? Not fair.
No, but that's true.
Not fair, you know. Maybe New York Jews are different anyway, right? Where do you come from? Were you born in Israel?
Yes.
And do your family come, not originally from Israel?
Yeah,
but
we've been living all our lives in Israel.
And this business, is it your first business?
Yes.
Or have you done other ones?
That's the first.
What did you do before?
I used to be for a long time in the Air Force, and I was the CEO of the biggest media conference in Israel.
Pardon? You were the CEO of the biggest media conference?
In Israel, yeah.
Why aren't you continuing to do that? Why are you doing this?
This is a lot more exciting.
Okay, I last question from me, right? And I'm asking the same question to as many people as who will answer for me. You're an entrepreneur, right? You're building a business, right? You've learned a lot from other people all over the place. But I want to ask you to tell me three things, bits of advice that you'd give to somebody else who was wanting to build their brand, right? Somebody who's got a business and they want to build their brand, right? Give me three bits of advice for them from you.
First is the team, the people that you surround yourself with. This is probably the most crucial thing. You have to make sure that you have type A people, top tier, and never compensate for the people that you take around you.
Only employ ideal people.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. Never compromise for that.
Right.
Even if it takes a lot of time to find them. I think that for a small business, this is very crucial, a key success factor. The second one is that you have to make sure that you're answering a real need and that you really believe in what you're going to do, because it can be very frustrating sometimes and very difficult. And you have to wake up in the morning with a lot of fuel and a lot of energy. And the third thing is, I would say, just do it. Meaning, you can talk about things a lot, but eventually you have to start something and, you know, get out there and start doing it.
That's absolutely wonderful. Look, I have to thank you, Eran. Eran Ben, how do you pronounce it?
Ben Shushan. Yeah.
Say it again.
Eran Ben Shushan.
Okay. Tell people anything you want about how to contact you or anything you like, just to finish the audio off.
Sure. So give you everything is everything, including the information about Bezabo and the information about myself and ways to contact me, are available on www.bezabo.com. Bezabo is spelled B-I-Z-Z-A-B-O. And you're very welcome to reach out.
And one last thing I'll say to you then is, I'm going to wear the same...
Badge
that you have on. Don't be shy, be social.
Yeah, go ahead.
In fact, I probably wear both of them. I just like them so much.
Awesome, amazing.
Ben, thanks a million.
Sure,
it's lovely to meet you for the first time.
Likewise.
I hope we meet again.
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
By the way, I should say, my own company is called Change Agents, right?
Okay.